God, the merciful, the compassionate. Hello and welcome to Pure Home with me, Sahar Akhtu. Well, as usual, we have many interesting segments lined up for you. We have a story, we have a clip, a report, we'll be introducing a book, and of course today we'll be discussing schizophrenia. As we did last week, we'll continue this very interesting discussion. Now, just a reminder, schizophrenia is a chronic, severe, and disabling brain disorder that affects about 1% of the general population. And we have a guest speaker to help us better understand this illness. So stay with us for the next 50 minutes to hear about that and more. Back to the show. Well, to help us understand schizophrenia, and this week we'll be discussing the familial aspect of the disorder, and we have Annie Fatima in our London studios joining us. Annie Fatima is a family and systemic psychotherapist in children and adolescents in a mental health service in London. Thank you so much for joining us, Annie. I guess we can get right into the discussion, and we'll start with our first question. So first of all, we'd like to know, how can people around a patient of schizophrenia recognize the symptoms and help them?
Assalamu alaikum, and thank you very much for inviting me today in this program. It's a good question that rather than the professionals, how can people around the person who is suffering, they can recognize what is happening with that person, or is there something different from what that person used to be? Because schizophrenia, as you very nicely put it, that it's a chronic illness, and it is a brain disorder which involves perceptual disorders as well as personal and social lack of functioning. So if, for example, someone who used to be very careful of how that person dresses up or how that person socializes and was very keen on different hobbies and interests and was a good student, for example, in college or university, or was performing very well in his or her profession, and if any of these things start suffering or they start losing their usual day-to-day routine functioning, that's when people have to start thinking about that there is something not happening very well, and that's the point where they can ask for professional help. And in addition to when I said that perceptual disorder, when the person, usually a young man or a young woman, they start complaining of hearing voices or are getting paranoid or are sharing that they are feeling something on their skin, or they can see things that other people can't see, and they're talking about the experiences which are not experienced by other people, that's the point where people around them can start thinking that professional help is needed. And how can they further, once the diagnosis is established, we will in later in our program talk about how can they further support the person then.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you, Dr. Annie. Well, let's go and listen to our story together, and of course we'll be back with more about schizophrenia.
Thank you. sarcasm and modesty. One day, Imam Musa Kazem, the seventh Shiite Imam, was passing by the tent of a poor nomad. Imam Musa Kazem went up to him and said, "Salam alaikum," in a warm and friendly way. Upon leaving, Imam Musa Kazem said goodbye to him again in a very kind way with these words, "If there is anything I can do for you, I'm more than willing to do." One of the followers of Imam Musa Kazem, who saw his behavior, said, "Does it suit you, the son of the Messenger of Allah, to sit and talk with a man of no reputation and make such an offer to help him in a way that he can? Is it right for a man of great dignity to talk to a man like that?" Imam Musa Kazem replied, "That man is a creation of Allah. Allah has created all men equal. Besides, as a Muslim, he is our brother in faith. After all, life does not remain the same forever. One who needs help today may be the one who can help us tomorrow when we are in need. If we don't pay attention to him now, one day when we may need him, we would not have the nerve to ask him for help. The moral of the story. In Islam, everyone is equal. Allah is the giver of things. So what you may have today, someone else may have tomorrow. Thank you.
hope you enjoyed that story. And as the moral of the story, just a reminder to not get too egotistic no matter what your situation, because we're all human beings. We have ups and downs. And to really, really understand that the best human being is basically one who is humble in the eyes of God. So back to our discussion about schizophrenia. Dr. Annie, our next question, is schizophrenia caused by bad parenting, or is it due to personal weakness?
Schizophrenia is like a mystery. There are multiple reasons or causes, or we can say there are ideas why people suffer from schizophrenia. And bad parenting or personal weakness are kinds of myths that were created in 1950s, when people would think that it's to do with the bad mothering, or they used to call that mother a schizophrenic mother. And we are kind of talking of the time when the knowledge was more in the hands of men. And I'm not kind of giving a sexist comment here, but this is the era when women were not in in that stream where knowledge was shared or expressed, or their views were welcomed or respected the same way as they are now. And as in those times, the main carer was a mother. That's why the myth was created that it's usually because of the bad mothering who gives a very confused message to a child, mm-hmm. that leads to the scarring of the brain of that child, and hence schizophrenia. But this is not a myth anymore. And if anything, parenting can help prevent or the emergence of schizophrenia, or if does still emerge, good parenting or good enough parenting can help in the prevention of the relapse of schizophrenia.
Mm-hmm. Right. So now, what different models are there of basic therapy are used to help a family member that has schizophrenia?